innercitygeeks.net.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Inner City Geeks podcast. This is episode 244, and Steve here. And joining me today, I got Franny.
Hi, guys. I'm back.
Ooh, yeah, you're back after your long-awaited fucking hiatus and shit.
Yeah, hiatus is definitely the word.
How you been, dude? What's going on?
Same shit every day. Just battling the depression now. Not okay. So much the anxiety. Okay. More okay. Of the depression. I think it's just the toll of COVID, you know, not having many options for distractions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that it makes every other life drama, big or small, just be like over consuming sometimes.
Right, yeah.
So just trying to find a balance with that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because my trigger, I guess you could say, was my shoulder. You know, I've been having like shoulder things.
Yep.
So my right shoulder has gotten worse.
Oh, that's
and fun. Yeah, and the best part of it is that now I need to convince these workman's comp people that it's gotten worse. So that battle is just like emotionally consuming.
Yeah,
you know?
I'm pretty sure it's draining as fuck too. Like,
yeah, it is. It is, and then no money, no power. You know.
Yeah, it's
fuck that whole money, more problems. No yeah, money, yeah. No power. so that doesn't help. So
yeah, no, it doesn't help at all. That sucks, dude.
Yeah. So just getting by with that. And today was finally a good day.
Okay, the good days are good.
Yeah. So I was like, let me jump on this good feeling.
Yeah.
Get it out. Yeah. Right.
You got that good vibrations, you know?
Yeah. Minus the vibrating part.
Right, of course. Yeah.
Unfortunately. That's about it. And, like, just trying to keep myself distracted. So, okay. Like, I've been obsessed with Better Call Saul.
Mm-hmm.
I finished it in 3 days. So oh, there was not that much of sleeping going on.
That's fair. Yeah. I hear it's a good show. I've never actually watched it, so I can't really say like, oh yeah, it's such a good show. Like I only saw like about the first episode, I believe it was. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, it wasn't really for me. I wasn't a big fan of the first episode because it was just all over the place. And I was like, okay, yeah, I'll not watch it. And I never gave it a chance after that, so. But I hear there's a lot of good shit going on the show, and the fact that like they're in talks of actually doing a spinoff show off of it, it's kind of interesting too.
About who?
I think it's an animated show.
Mm.
I don't know exactly who.
Yeah, because I'm like, Better Call Saul is pretty much just about Saul.
Right.
Yeah. I would watch that because I am now obsessed. It is a new obsession.
Okay, that's fair.
I enjoyed it very, very much.
Okay.
But I saw it like 3 episodes in. Like I walked in on my family watching it.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh, okay, this seems pretty good. And then I started watching it from the first season. And they're still watching it. And
okay.
I'm done. And it was emotional for me.
That's what happens
when
you don't get much sleep.
Right. Yeah. Right, insomnia. Yeah, that's where I am this week. I finished it, and I've always heard people talk about, you know, I've seen the memes. What am I saying? Talk about. I don't talk to anybody. but I've seen memes that are like, oh, what am I going to do now that my show is over? Oh my God. You know, and it's like the end of the world and they're so depressed.
Right.
I never personally really experienced that as an adult. You know, I mean, I cried when they ended Power Rangers. Okay. When my Power Rangers retired, I cried.
That's fair. That's fair.
That was kind of the pinnacle of
Was your like original Ranger like the original Green Ranger and Red Ranger and shit like that? Like Tommy,
Billy,
and...
Kimberly.
Yeah.
Tommy,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
Jason, right?
Yeah.
Zach,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Right. You got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. When they all retired, I cried.
And they pass it off to the new kids or whatever that wound up in the movie and all that shit. Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, that was an emotional TV moment for me. And I mean, like, there's one thing to cry when the season finale is just like so good, it makes you cry. And then there's another to be devastated and feel empty and lonely, like you just lost a friend or a significant other.
Yeah.
I've never experienced that until yesterday when Better Call Saul ended.
Okay.
And that's fair. Like, oh my God, I was addicted because I'm actually feel like I lost something intensely from my life. And I would wake up and do my stretches while watching the show, you know, like, and then go to physical therapy and then come home and watch the show.
Nice.
So for me, it was that good. It was it was a great, amazing distraction. And I really loved the story. And now that it's over, yesterday, I was missing Saul. So I started watching Breaking Bad, and I skipped the whole fucking first season, and I jumped into season two when they meet Saul, and I've started from there.
Oh man, you missed a good first season too.
This is my third time watching Breaking Bad.
Okay.
So I figured I could jump right in when they first meet him. And
that's fair. Okay, I gotcha.
And watching it that way. I appreciate it even more. I see it in a totally different perspective. Certain things that, you know, go down, I understand a little bit better. And that, you know, that gave me a geek boner because, you know, I love the whole like good storytelling and good writing.
Mm-hmm.
So that is a huge, you know, sign that it's amazing storytelling. Like, go back and watch a show that came out before it and go, holy shit, that makes sense now.
Yeah, that's also a good testament to fucking it's a good writing.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that like they make it so that way, even though it is technically a prequel, it all makes sense as to, you know, where the story goes and how the story develops from where it should have been way back. It's fucking
right.
Dope.
I'll be right back. My bell is ringing.
Okay. But yeah, I've technically never really watched a show, so I have seen a bunch of Breaking Bad, pretty much all of Breaking Bad. I've seen it a couple times, and I watched the movie. I can't hear you, but
El Camonte or whatever.
El Camino. Yeah, named after the car. El Camino.
Right.
Yeah.
The story about Jesse.
Yes. Or you could also go by like, oh yeah, it's the walk or his journey, El Camino. If you really, you know,
go wanna into get the fancy literature.
Yeah. If you wanna go into the actual meanings of words and shit. but
that's
yeah.
Too much work.
it can be.
No, but yeah, it's the writer is just phenomenal, you know. And I never would have thought that such a, you know, side character as their lawyer would have such an amazing story, you know, to be told, that makes all the crazy shit that he does in Breaking Bad, you absolutely understand it as if he's your friend.
Yeah.
instead of looking at him as some crooked, lawyer, and he's, oh my God, like it's, and I loved it. I love it. I love the fact that now it's just like a whole new world in the same show.
Okay.
So.
I gotta give it a shot, I guess, because I've been wanting to, but I just didn't really get the urge to be like, okay, I'm just gonna watch that because there's a bunch of other shit that I just rather watch instead.
Right. I chose to watch that over WandaVision. So.
Okay, that's fair. That's understandable.
And I think it's because everyone keeps telling me to watch it. And
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm not gonna do what you tell me.
Okay. I'm gonna conform. All right, but yeah.
I gotta be different.
Yeah.
With WandaVision, I was actually first waiting for all the episodes to drop. And then when I was like, okay, I'm gonna watch it, I saw Saul and was like, ooh, and drift off into
See,
Breaking Bad land.
the reason I like watching the WandaVision the way it came out every week or whatever is because
You like to torture yourself.
not because I like to torture myself, because when watching it all at one time, certain things, especially the first few episodes, it kind of becomes a little bit jarring because they're so different in the way that they're done. Because the first three or four episodes are literally like parts of sitcoms. So seeing one sitcom and then seeing another sitcom and then seeing another sitcom and seeing another one and seeing, even though there is a story that goes through it completely, seeing how different they are is it can be like, the fuck is going on? Why is this the way it is or whatever? So I could see why, some people didn't like it in the beginning, but I enjoyed it from then until the very end, and I'm like, I want more. But then, of course, unfortunately, I don't think we're gonna be getting more of that. But it is a pretty cool fucking show. I do suggest it. I do suggest you give it a watch. It is worth. It is worth it, especially since it ties into a bunch of other shit that will be happening in the future.
I heard it ties into Doctor Strange.
Yes.
And that is the only Marvel movie I'm excited for. So that got my attention. I was
Yeah.
like, whoa. I'm really excited for that one. I might actually pay to watch it at home.
Pay to watch what at home?
Doctor Strange.
Okay. That's still not coming out for a while, so like you still got plenty of time to watch that.
Yeah, I know, but chances are we're gonna be watching it at home. So I might actually pay for it.
Who knows from here till then?
When does it come out? I actually thought it was coming out in like 2 years. Am I off? Is it coming out like longer
Hey,
than that?
give or take like about 2, 3 years. Like they still haven't. Well, actually, no, probably next year or something like that. But still, like, so that's plenty of
Because
time.
I thought they started already, but
They probably did start filming and shit, but it's not gonna be done this year. So it's probably gonna be like summer next year, like a big blockbuster for next year. I don't remember the listing for it,
I don't remember the date. I thought like
but
next year.
yeah, sometime next year. So like, you still got plenty of time, and things can get better by then, and at least we're hoping. But yeah, it should be fun. It should be cool. Anything else you've been watching? Anything else you've been checking out?
Forensic Files? That's very
Okay.
soothing when you're
Okay.
depressed.
It really is. It really is. Yeah.
there's a few movies that I have seen.
Okay.
They just popped into my brain good before it moved on. Is it man? Is it man? Is it Mandy? No,
I don't know.
it's Mary. It's Mary. Mandy is that movie with Nicolas Cage and Acid. Mary. There is a movie called Mary on Hulu
Okay.
that is awesome, and it is a horror movie that like legit left me creeped out.
Okay.
In terms of that scenario in real life would be absolutely terrifying. And without giving anything too much away, it's like picture The Shining in terms of the hotel as a boat,
Okay.
and shit does not pop off until you're in the middle of the ocean.
Interesting. Okay. I like it.
Right.
Okay,
And it's a family, so it's literally like the same concept in terms of like it's a family. They're trying to start fresh. They invest in this boat. The boat
kind
has
of like a, like
history.
wasn't it another movie that was like that kind of like I was gonna say 13 Ghosts, but that wasn't like that at all. That was like ghosts that were like in a house that was pretty much like
They were hunted. Yeah, they were hunted, angry ghosts
It's
confined in a home
totally
against
different. It's
against
a totally different concept.
the
Totally different concept, but yeah, I get
No,
what you're
but
saying.
very creative,
Yes.
very, very outside the box, and literally for me, scary. Like it literally had me scared for this family and going, holy shit, I never want to be out in the ocean dealing with some shit like that. And then the ending was just like left my jaw on the floor. I didn't even see that coming. So it is a must-see. It is a Hulu original. It was really good.
Okay. I gotta check that out. I gotta check that out.
And then there was another one called Bite,
Okay.
also on Hulu.
Okay.
Again, a very different creative type of gory horror film, or
Okay,
like a gross horror film. Well, horror is what soothes me when I'm not feeling that
horror is a
awesome.
good thing to watch. Horror is a fun thing to watch. Like I fucking love watching horror, especially when like I'm just trying to watch anything. I'm like, I'll just watch the first thing that actually comes to mind is like horror movies. I'm like, oh, I don't have anything to watch. I'm gonna watch some horror shit or some scary shit
Right, right.
or anything that has to do with like murder. Because like
Right. Forensic Files. So, the movie's called Bite. It's also on Hulu. I'm not sure if it's a Hulu original, but it is on Hulu. And the concept is pretty cool. It's very gross. And again, without giving too much away, think of the Fly concept, but you're on a vacation and you get bit by what you think is just a mosquito.
Interesting.
And then you might as well have just went through the transport device with the fly. And it's that kind of grossness. It's almost the same thing. I don't want to give too much away. It is different in terms of what it is the girl suffering from and like transforms into and that whole journey. But it's gross. It's simple. It is a very simple plot, but the added bonus of this bite turning into what it does is so original, very disturbing, very gross, and worth watching.
Okay. Very cool. I'm gonna be looking into that. I'm gonna check that shit out.
So
I like
that's it. What about you, man?
me.
What you been watching?
I've been doing some things. Of course, I work at the stadium part time, and this last week they actually had Monster Jam at the stadium. That was super fun.
How are the like new restrictions? Like, how is that going?
It's there. Everybody, when it comes to those type of events, they all have to be masked up. So like you can't be walking around the entire thing without a mask. You have to wear a mask unless you're eating and drinking. As you're eating and drinking, of course, obviously you can't have a mask on, but when you're not actively eating or drinking, you need to have that shit on. And
Okay, so no, like under the chin, under the nose, it needs to be.
over your nose, over your mouth. All times, unless, like you said, like I said,
Unless you're eating, right?
eating and drinking, and some people they'll just be like, oh yeah, I'm just drinking, and they'll just have it like close to their mouth. But at that point, you just be like, whatever, you're, whatever. You just don't want to fucking start an argument there because it's gonna escalate way quickly. But regardless, like, it's just one of those things that after a while, like. Cops are there, so they'll easily start pointing people out and they'll listen, you need to fuck your shit up and get the fuck out if you don't. Oh,
Okay,
besides
see,
that,
that's comforting. That would have me want to go out and explore doing things.
And it's cool, like being at those events. Like I don't know if you noticed, but I was at the Super Bowl as well, and that was also like a huge event that everybody had to be masked up to, because of course, you know, there were a couple thousand people there. And that was fun. But Monster Jam was a totally different thing. For those that don't know, Monster Jam is a monster truck rally, and not just a monster truck rally, but like there's a monster truck competition. So everybody's doing tricks, and they have
Okay.
races, and they
I
have a
thought
whole.
they were all like that.
No, because they have other ones that they'll have the monster trucks, and they're like crushing other cars and shit like that. But this one is more like, oh yeah, it's like they have like a race, then they have a skills competition doing shit around the courses and stuff like that, and then they have a freestyle, a whole bunch of cool
That
shit.
sounds like fun.
It is fun. It is fun, and it is loud as fuck. It's loud as fuck, dude. But it's actually really, really fun. Like I enjoyed it. Like it's something that like I did last year. They did it. I was there, but unfortunately last year I was working in the elevators. So I didn't really get to physically experience
See
it, but
it.
this, yeah, like I was there and I didn't see anything pretty much. But this year, both days, what first day, I was literally in front of it, and then the second day I was closer to the big pirate ship that's at the stadium, the Buccaneer Stadium. So I was seeing a bunch of people, and I was for a lot of them were asking me to take their picture so that way they can, you know, commemorate being inside in front of a fucking huge ass pirate ship that we have.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
It's fucking dope. It's fucking dope. But yeah, Monster Jam is really fucking cool. Especially like seeing how these people can drive these monstrous fucking trucks. Like literally like 5,000 pound metal pieces everywhere and just maneuver them the way that they do. Doing fucking flips and fucking doing wheelies and fucking being on, yeah, it's fucking
I
insane how,
remember the commercials.
yeah, it's
They
Sunday,
used to
Sunday,
have the commercial.
Sunday.
Muscle chakra.
It's super fucking fun. Like I really, really enjoyed myself actually seeing everything going on, and it was really cool. It's like it's one of those events where it's like, ah, I'm glad I'm getting paid to do this, because it would suck to actually like. I have to pay for me at least, because like this is something I'm from the Bronx. Like I don't. Oh yeah, I'm gonna go to a monster truck rally. I don't fucking think about that shit ever. That's not what we do, you know?
No, that is not our first
Yeah,
go-to.
that's definitely one of our. That's one of like our last go-tos.
It's
But
usually you want to go to a baseball game.
right, yeah, Yankee Stadium's right down the block. Let's go right there. Or you want to go to a basketball game? Go to a fucking like, but going to
And
actually see,
like I've actually been to more basketball games than I have baseball.
yeah.
Baseball was so disappointing for me when I went. Because like I've seen baseball in movies, you know, like I watched baseball for the God, everyone's gonna hate me, but it's not the Super Bowl, but the Super Bowl of
Series,
baseball, the World
World
Series. There you go, there you go. The
Super Bowl
last
of
World,
Baseball. I love Super Bowl.
the last World Series that, or the last time I was like into baseball enough to like watch it was when the Yankees versus the Mets.
Yeah.
That was the last time I was like hyped for baseball. And then after that, I was like, I want to go to the stadium. And I went to a Yankees game and I was like,
See, it's the thing with baseball. Like, I
TV and TV lied to me.
yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
It was
And
so fucking boring.
like for me, like I always loved baseball because I loved it because my brother used to play baseball. He was actually really good at playing baseball. He was good at sports in general. He was actually almost drafted to the Pittsburgh Pirates when he was younger. Well,
My
obviously.
cousin was almost drafted for the Yankees
Nice.
and
Nice.
then got into a fight with his girlfriend and punched his hand through a car window.
Nice. Nice. Yeah, no, my brother had a huge injury, like a huge knee injury. Yeah.
They don't play with that.
They're like, no, bye bye. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But like even after he didn't make it to he kept playing. He would play in, like, you know, the little teams that you see around all the parks everywhere, all over the city. He used to play with them. He used to play football with them. He used to do all that shit. So, like, that's kind of what got me into watching baseball and experiencing baseball, because of course he did that, and then he would always take me to the Yankee games, because Yankee Stadium was right down the block. Like, yeah. I used to go to school literally like on fucking 164 from Walton. That's like literally right there.
My grandma lived there. So.
Yeah. So, like, and then after school, after high school, and actually in high school, like, the field that we used to play at was across the street from Yankee Stadium, which is where the new Yankee Stadium is. That used to be our field.
Yeah, that pissed me off. I'm not going to lie. I went to that park too, okay? They just came in and was like, fuck yeah. This is our fuck your couch.
Exactly what they
did. It was a huge, I was so mad for a long time with that. I really was. I forgot all about that. I got flashbacks of my rage. I was like, fuck you, Yankees.
But like I used to love baseball. Baseball was one of those sports that like was one of those, like, it made me feel closer to my brother after he passed and shit like that. So it was cool. Like I still enjoy watching baseball. But those are sports that I would watch. But like Monster Jam's not something that I would watch on a regular. Like I would never. Right.
Someone would have to be like, hey, check this out.
Right. Yeah. And then as I got older, I got an affinity to shit because, of course, you know, I would actually, you know, drink and watch things and being at the stadium and having a beer while I'm watching the fucking games.
That's how I got into loving UFC fights.
Right.
I remember I was sitting at a bar all by myself having dinner, and I'm like, oh my God, this is great. Next thing I know, I'm hunting down events.
I'm going to go watch this over there, and I get drunk as I watch it.
Right? You want to come with me and watch it? Are they charging at the door? I don't know.
Exactly.
And before, they wouldn't charge until they noticed people were actually coming to see that.
Yeah, but they wouldn't charge for like the pay-per-view events is what they usually charge for. They don't charge for, like, you know, the shit that you would see on regular TV. Like, shit that would on a regular, they'll just be like, okay, whatever, show up. It's cool.
Right.
But like for, you know, for the pay-per-view, that's what they charge for. Like, oh yeah, you need to pay like.
Well, I was lucky that one day.
Yeah.
I was watching a main fight and didn't know.
Nice. That's fair. No, but it's fun. Like I enjoyed Monster Jam, and I'm like, I'm glad I got to experience it. It was really cool. Got to pretty much bullshit with everybody there too. Because even though, like, all I'm doing is pretty much telling people where they're gonna sit at. Like at a point in the entire thing, I'm not telling anybody anywhere where they're gonna sit anywhere, because they've been there since the beginning, so they know where they're going. So I'm literally just sitting there just watching them until they
get really drunk, and then you might have to point to them again where their seat is.
Yeah. So they get real shit for it. And then they can't do anything. Like, oh yeah, you need to go that way. You're sitting right over there, right down the block.
See, I'm one of those. I feel like there's two kinds of people that go to an event with their seating. They're the ones that accept the fact that these are their seats and this is where they're going to stay the entire show or event. And then there's people like me who wait halfway through the event, start looking around for a closer seat, and start working my way closer to the stage.
I get it. That's actually something that I've done a bazillion times when I was younger. I used to do that shit all the time.
Oh my God. And I used to get away with it. I used to end up in like VIP areas because I just inched a little bit more. Yeah. You know?
Exactly. And
you can't do that anymore.
You can't do that anymore. Because now everybody's like, let me see your ticket.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're not supposed to be there. Like, we know you're not supposed to be there. But yeah, they don't. Now it's more like, you could try it. But it's not.
And then you risk getting thrown out now. Like, they won't be like, oh, go away. No, they'd be like, okay, you gotta go. Yeah. You're like, what?
Yeah. Yeah, you gotta get the fuck out of here. What do you mean? This is my seat. No, it's not. Nobody
I
shares my
saw
seat.
that I saw that happen to me at one concert that I was like randomly invited to. The
Nice.
people in front of us got asked to leave, and that's how I learned, not the hard way, that that was no longer. And I was like, thank God that wasn't me, but now I know.
Yeah,
And they said,
you
"Leave your seat."
learn
Oh, I'm
real
sorry.
quick.
And they're like, "This is not even the same letter. You
Yeah.
gotta go." But why do we gotta go? We'll just go back to our seats. And they're like, "No, you gotta
You've been
go."
sitting here for a while. You know where you're supposed to be sitting. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I know that. Especially when the other person that's supposed to be there comes to sit down and you're not there and you're there. I'm like, oh, yeah, I think I'm in the wrong seat. No, motherfucker, you're in
That's
the
why
wrong
you
seat.
wait. That's why you wait till
Yeah, that's why you wait
to
till
the
the very end.
halfway point. Yeah.
Until you can actually, finagle your way down there. Like some people are cool with it. Like for me, like if somebody were to come to ask me, then I see that there's an empty seat there that's actually like not banded off because there are seats that are banded off because for social distancing type shits. So like if there's an empty seat that isn't banded and somebody asks me, I'll look around. If there's nobody really in that area, I'll be like, all right, cool, go sit down, go, fuck it, enjoy it, because you're spending a lot of money to be here, so fucking go chill. I guess I'm a nice guy.
And you're old school. You like you spend the money. It's not like you didn't, and
Right,
it's almost
exactly.
over, and you could get a little bit closer. Why not? You're not robbing somebody.
Exactly. It's not like Robin Hood or anything. It's like you just go there.
You're robbing seats and giving it to your butts. Like
Right. Yeah. Nothing. It's totally different. Totally different. No, but Monster Jam was pretty cool. I enjoyed it. It was fun. Like it was a pretty cool event. Like I enjoyed it. So I'm excited next year.
That's cool.
Yeah. And then as far as what I've been watching, actually finished the first season of Community this week.
Oh, wow, that's an old one.
Yeah, it's a so fucking good.
I
It's
used
so
to
good.
love that show.
I fucking love it, dude.
Then I
I can
fell
like
off. I fell off.
the thing with me, like I watched a couple episodes here and there, never like in any particular order or anything. Like I've seen like random episodes and stuff like that, but like I actually sat down and actually watched the entire first season. I was like, this shit is really fucking good. Like laugh out loud funny. Like not like haha little Snickers here and there. Fucking funny as shit, dude.
Maybe I should go back and give it another watch. The
Yeah.
one episode from Community that was like burned into my brain is when they I don't remember if it was accidentally, but they end up taking ecstasy and giving ecstasy to Chevy Chase. So you get to see Chevy Chase pretend to trip balls.
Yeah, no, I haven't gotten to that episode yet, but
I, that's the only thing I remember.
the last episode, the last episode, not the last episode, I guess the episode before the last one that I loved was the paintball episode, which was in the first season when they're all having like a competition or whatever. Like, oh yeah, it's gonna have a huge barbecue or whatever, and it turns out that it's a the prize for the event is actually getting the their early registry or like the register for their classes for the next semester, and everybody they just literally go into all out war.
I slightly remember that one. I remember the goal was to get
Yeah.
their classes before anybody else
Right, exactly.
and get the classes that they wanted that usually fill up.
Yeah, exactly. You get it before anybody else. It was fun. It was a great fucking episode. It was really fucking good. And then I didn't notice this until recently when I was watching it. It was that the Russo brothers did most of the episodes. It was that the Avengers stuff. It's pretty fucking cool. I'm
That's
like, oh,
cool.
yeah. And then you kind of see it in that episode because it's kind of a lot of the action and elements in it. And I'm like, oh, I see, I
Their
see.
test, the test run.
Right, exactly. You got everybody running around shooting fucking paintball guns. It was cool. It was fun. It was a fun episode. And then another thing that I watched this week, something that I was very skeptical about, but was very happy that I actually got to see it, was the Snyder Cut of Justice League.
I've been hearing a lot about that, a
Yeah.
lot.
What have you heard about it?
Just that it's mind-blowingly good and like, oh my God. So that's what I've heard. I've come
Okay.
across the good ones. And
Yes.
actually today, which is like really funny that you mentioned that, my best friend Brian called me up and was like, oh, you want to review the Snyder Cut with me and do like a review reaction video, kind of like to get my, mojo going again for making videos. And I was like, and he was like, oh, come on, come on. And I was like, all right, fine. we'll give it a shot. 'Cause the first Justice League experience for me was hard. I literally was one of those people in denial, and the nostalgia literally only lasted a couple hours, and then the thought process, the brain started to work and go, what the fuck
Did I actually
did
see?
I just watch? Yeah, and like I literally forgot what I watched after I watched it. And I went back and rewatched it and was like, and after that, because I was so excited the first viewing and my friends wouldn't let me live it down, I was like, okay, then it's a guilty pleasure, because
Right.
I'm such a snob about my stuff, and for people to tell me, oh my God, that movie's garbage, and me to leave a theater like, ah! It was just because I saw them on the screen, and it was pretty much all the it pretty much just the action sequence that was in the trailer was the one thing that was like burnt into my brain. Nothing else registered. So it's like, do I really want to go through that
That's fair.
And Brian was like, look, you could work with that, and then segue into the new one. And I'm just like, all right. So that's my adventure next week, is to attempt a review for that. What did you think without
Okay.
telling me anything?
Without giving anything away, because I'm not going to spoil anything. Be aware that it is 4 hours plus. So it is a long ass fucking
Oh my God,
movie.
that's a lot of footage I'm gonna have to go through.
But it is all worth it. It is definitely
Okay.
worth the watch. Like, it blows away the first one. Even though there's a lot of footage from the first one in it, there's a lot of shit that isn't in the first one. And a
Well,
lot of things that make this story a lot more concise than what it was originally.
okay.
Those are a lot of the blanks that we didn't get before.
Right.
Finishes a bunch of stories that we didn't finish before.
Okay.
Actually builds stories that we didn't see before.
Right, because it was literally hollow. It reminded me of like a filler episode. That's how like I was explaining it to my friends. I was like, hey, it was just a filler episode in the Justice League. Like I was just happy to see them on the screen.
It does
This time it's
it
an actual episode.
it does it a lot of justice. So there is a beginning, middle, and end that actually all ties in.
Flows into
Yes,
something and into something.
it does something really well. And I was really, really pleased with it. And I'm like, okay, this basically like completely cancels out the fact that there was a dog shit movie before.
Yeah, because the only good thing from Justice League was the trailer. The trailer was better than the actual movie.
But there's
You're like, at least I have the trailer. But now apparently I might have the Snyder Cut too, in terms of,
the
if
Snyder
I
Cut
like
is
it.
actually definitely worth it. It's
Okay,
definitely worth it.
now I'm a little more excited.
It's worth it not actually giving it a shot, because like I watched it and I was like, okay, even from the very beginning until because I started watching it at work. I was like, I'm just gonna watch it at work, because why the fuck not? Because I'm not doing anything at work other than just printing shit, so I can just walk around and watch it and shit. After a while, I was like, okay, yeah, I'm gonna sit down and actually watch this. Could it actually started to make sense. I was like, okay.
Like, wait, is this story being told? Oh my god.
Like, it actually builds onto the story. I'm like, okay. It shows you everything as it goes. And I'm like, okay, I like where this is going. And then when I got home, I was like, okay, I'm gonna actually sit down and actually watch the rest of it. And I was very pleasantly pleased watching it. I was like, okay, I like how this went. It was definitely worth it. I'm glad people actually went out and was like, we need to have a Snyder Cut. I'm glad people did that. And
I would say that is the second time the internet did something good for film. The first time was Sonic. Right. And apparently the second time would be people demanding it.
The thing with Sonic, I'm thinking, like, they just trolled us with that, because I'm pretty sure they already knew what they were going to go with. They were like, yeah, here's the first look at what we have. But we're already working on this.
I don't know. But I saw that too recently. That was one of the movies I also saw.
That's actually really good too.
And yeah, it was great. I watched it like 3 times in a row. I was like, oh, and then to see Jim Carrey be Jim Carrey again. Oh my god, I felt it in my jellies. I was like, ah! Yeah.
And the just funny shit like is because now with that said, this leads into the geek shit that we have for this week.
Oh my god, look, I still got it. Just slide right into the segment. So smooth.
So the first thing that we're going to be talking about, of course, is not necessarily Sonic, but coming from the writers of the Sonic movie, we're going to have, and now in works, is the Ace Ventura 3. From the directors, the writers of Sonic. That's fucking exciting, because of course, you know, we got some Ace Ventura shit coming, finally, after like a bazillion years.
Yes.
How is that going to work nowadays? Apparently, it's supposed to be, you know, his son. We had...
You had me! You had me till you said that.
But I could.
I'm over here fantasizing about him singing from his ass. And you're like, it's...
I could be totally wrong. I could be completely fucking wrong.
Right. We don't know.
It could be because I highly doubt he wants to sing out of his ass again. But especially do you really think that would be an angel face?
I don't care.
I wouldn't care either, but you know, you don't want the.
But for me, that's what would make it like even more awesome, because like same thing with Cobra Kai, there's lines in there that are like, oh, so spicy, but it works for the story. It makes sense. It's funny. It's meant to be humorous. It's meant to show the divide and the change. So I just hope they don't, you know, do it in fear of, oh my god, I'm offended. You know, like, yeah. I hope they, you know, grab their balls and bring us the juicy, you know, especially with it being Ace Ventura. I mean, right now as I'm talking, I hear him in my head singing, oh, you chitty chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, we love you. Oh. Okay, so like that is up there with, I guess you would call nostalgia and epicness and originality and really pushing the envelope,
mm-hmm.
You know? So here's hoping that they still kind of stay on that same spectrum.
Fingers,
you know?
Fucking crossed. Fingers.
Cause I felt Ace, my mom, yeah, I should give credit where credit's due. My mom called that out when she was watching Sonic with me on my second rewatch. She was, when he's insulting the guy, she was like, oh my god, doesn't that remind you of Ace Ventura? And mm-hmm. I was like, no, it doesn't. And then she was like, yeah, remember when he is talking shit to the dudes when he first goes to check the tank? Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my god, you're right. So if they could do that, if they could do it like the first Ace Ventura, where it is over the top, but not to the point where he's coming out of a rhino's ass and singing from his butt,
Yeah.
It's
definitely doable. It's definitely doable.
Yeah. I hope they do it justice, is all I'm saying.
again, crossing our fingers.
Right.
Yeah.
But I kind of trust him because my mom saw it, in that one scene where he's throwing a tangent on how smart he is.
Yeah.
So, and it's the same writers with the same guy.
Exactly.
So
it's gonna
could,
be cool.
It could be good.
It can't be any worse than fucking Ace Ventura, the Young Detective, or whatever the fuck it was.
I never watched it, but I did watch the cartoon. And the cartoon was awesome.
Yeah, yeah, but the what was it? The Ace Ventura Kid Detective or some shit like that? Pet Detective.
Kid. I never watched that.
Yeah, that was like garbage.
I didn't even know actually, that existed.
Yeah, it existed. It existed. It's a thing.
It's kind of like The Mask 2 with Jamie Kennedy.
Yeah, or not even that one, but like Son of the Mask. That was dog shit too. But yeah, it was like no bueno. But
I heard that they're talking about doing another Mask movie as well. I heard, rumored. And I kind of felt like you did with Ace Ventura. Would that really fly? Because like it would be like Deadpool. Mask is like Deadpool, but without the assassin angle. He literally is straight, third wall breaking.
He's
a live, turns himself to a cartoon dog.
He's a live action dog. He's a live action cartoon. That's what the mask is. He's a live action cartoon.
Yeah, who does his natural impulses? He robs a bank. He gets the girl. He shoves a muffler up a guy's ass.
He's the wolf. Remember the wolf?
And his heart comes out of his chest. His tongue rolls out of his mouth. And but he was so nice. I just don't see how part two would be done. Like, I feel like one and done with the mask, because I'm just like, what else could you build? The whole thing was nice guys finish last. This nice guy got his chance to be his alter ego to a million and get away with it. Like, why
do it again?
Why do it again? What lightning in a bottle are you gonna catch this time?
Right, exactly. Unless you're gonna like fucking redo the whole thing differently.
Right. But apparently he's coming back. No, he's coming. Jim Carrey's supposed to be on board with it too. So I'm just like,
I think Jim Carrey's just bored. He's like, I'm just gonna do everything that I've done before.
I think he had so much fun doing Sonic that he's like, I just want to be silly and over the top again. Yeah, because I heard he's in Deadpool 3. He's gonna be a villain in Deadpool 3, and I was like, oh my god, yes, because I loved him as the Riddler. Okay, the best thing about that Batman movie was Two-Face and the Riddler. Everything else was garbage.
I think the whole movie in general was garbage,
except them. I enjoyed their bickering, even though I heard they really hated each other.
But that was the true thing.
They were great on screen, especially Jim Carrey, of course. Jim Carrey in every scene for me is memorable.
He essentially was the better part of that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Other than
playing Enigma.
Yeah. He was the best part of that movie, other than Tommy Lee Jones being completely like off the walls crazy in it. But Batman and Robin in it.
They're terrible. But like that movie is the kind of movie where those clips of Jim Carrey playing the Riddler bring me satisfaction and happiness, I move on. I can't stomach the entire movie. I just need to see them.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
So seeing him as a villain, oh yes, please.
Yeah, and he was also pretty awesome in fucking in Kick-Ass 2 as well. Like
I
I liked him
didn't
in that
see
shit.
that one.
He's pretty good at it. Even though he was like, I don't wanna, you know, portray myself as a violent person, because of course, you know, he's a violent fucking person in that movie. But because Kick-Ass is a
Apparently he's
violent
over
fucking
it
movie. Yeah.
because how are you gonna be a villain in Deadpool 3?
Yeah. But we'll see. We'll see. We will see.
Right. But I'm looking forward to seeing which way it goes because I'm a huge Jim Carrey fan, and the last thing he was in felt like Jim Carrey because he's been AWOL for a while.
Yeah, he's been out of the limelight, per se. And then some other shit that came out this week is pretty interesting. We spoke slightly about the Marvel stuff for a minute, just for like a quick second we did, but we got news that Kevin Feige's pretty much putting it out there, and what we've kind of noticed and what we have been seeing as of late is that they're gonna be building these newer heroes in the MCU to eventually be part of, you know, the Young Avengers, which we haven't seen yet. Of course, for those that don't know, the Young Avengers is basically the younger version of they're basically like the offspring of, you know, the main heroes that we've seen before. Of course, you know, for those that
So it's like
haven't,
the Justice League, Speedy
kind of
and
like Teen Titans in a way,
Superboy.
kind of like Teen Titans, yeah. But
Oh,
one of
Young
the,
Justice. There you go. That's what I was thinking.
yeah. But yeah, pretty much badass like them. But it's good. It's a really interesting title. It's pretty cool. You haven't watched WandaVision, but one thing that shows up in WandaVision, I guess kind of spoiling it for you, but she create have you read the comics as far as like House of M and stuff like that? Okay, so in House of M, she creates through her mind, because she's a fucking crazy person, she
Her
made,
mind palace.
yeah, she creates children, twins,
I've seen it in the yeah, I've seen it
Wiccan and
in the
Speed.
trailers.
Yeah, so Wiccan and Speed both eventually wind up becoming, you know, parts of the Young Avengers. So from what we've seen, technically that they don't really
Wait,
exist.
so her imaginary children become real and end up being a part of.
Right, exactly. Comic book, it's comic book fantasy world.
No, I know, but I was like waiting for you to be like, oh yeah, it happened because she got a magic spell, an item.
I don't know the whole basis of the Young Avengers and how that came about and how they
No.
wound up becoming Young Avengers.
I assumed you did, so that pause was for you. Continue
But
it to me.
apparently they're supposed to be in it, but then we also see that they also have Miss Marvel coming to the MCU, which is, you know, Kamala Khan, who will eventually be in Captain Marvel after a while. She has her own, you know, her own series as well coming. Then in Captain America Winter Soldier, supposedly, not Captain Falcon and Winter Soldier, which aired today or this weekend for those that are listening to this on Monday, that aired this weekend. There are hints that they're gonna get basically the Patriot, who is essentially a black version of
Right.
Captain America.
Right.
So him, and then if you continue through it, we through, you know, all these shows that are coming out in Hawkeye, we see that Jeremy Renner Hawkeye is going to be training Kate Bishop, who eventually winds up becoming the female version of Hawkeye. So all of them leading into, you know, the bigger picture being, you know, the Young Avengers like that. So that should be pretty fucking cool. That's gonna be interesting to see how all that builds. And Kevin Feige shooting was like, yeah, we're gonna be introducing all these new characters that it could eventually be something. He didn't say that, oh yeah, that's what it's gonna be, but Of course, we know that's what they're gonna be wind up doing, because of course, you know, Marvel's like, yeah, this, these are little teases of things that's gonna be coming in the future. So it's gonna be interesting. It's gonna be interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, okay.
You're like so much nerdery. Why not?
No, it's interesting. Like, I don't know anything after Infinity War.
Okay. Okay.
That was like my favorite, you know, graphic novel. So. Or Civil War and Infinity War were my favorite Marvel comics.
That's fair.
So everything after that for me is just like, I gotta be like, okay, yeah, yeah. I have no idea what you're talking about. Yeah. But
I'll give you
I need to be educated.
I know I've mentioned on the show before, but I had a bit of a story about Civil War, and I'll tell you about that after the show. But just keep that in mind. Okay. So another thing that came out of the news this week is something that's kind of cool, is that HBO, who, you know, we know did Game of Thrones, and there's a whole bunch of other cool shit, and we know they're already working on a sequel series or a prequel series to Game of Thrones. But it turns out this is not just one, but it's now three different series coming for HBO that are pretty much prequel series. Or not necessarily prequel series, but, you know, spin-offs of Game of Thrones.
Mm. That's
fucking insane.
Hmm. Who's working on them? That's the million-dollar question there, Steve.
I don't know who's writing it?
Because then my reaction varies.
It's a lot of stories. It's a lot of shit that they had to work with.
Right.
Granted, they have, you know,
the moment they drop the actual creator, I'm one of those people who say the show went to shit. You've seen that meme where it looks like a beautiful stud horse, then it starts getting all fucking kinds of crazy. I'm on that side of the line when it comes to Game of Thrones.
I actually haven't seen the last season, so like I can't really say anything about that.
Oh, that's fun. When that last season came out, it was just like the new Star Wars. I was ready to debate my heart out and be like, okay, this is my problem.
Even though, you know, it doesn't go off of the books, because of course that last book still hasn't come out yet.
No, it's not that.
He still did have some type of say into it.
It's the mess. It's the theatrical version of Justice League.
Technically the theatrical version of Justice League.
It is all over, right, but now we got the Snyder Cut, so I kind of feel like I gotta it's just so all over the place. It had so many holes, it had so many inconsistencies. It was just like, for me, just being a love of storytelling, I slowly saw it start to dissolve before my eyes, you know, and then hoping, oh, maybe they'll just hit it out of the park that last season. And I felt like that last season they were like MacGuffin. You know, and I was like, what the hell.
Yeah.
But yeah, until you see it. But that's how I felt. So that's why I'm like, I'm a huge fan of Game of Thrones. Mm-hmm. I just really need to know who's the writer for me to be like excited and like on board. But it is a great I'm gonna say universe or a fantasy world.
It's a huge fantasy world, and there's a lot to play with, because of course, you know, you can go into the future, or you can go like into the past, or you can even just go into
the present, pick one character.
Exactly, go through one character story, or, you know, a whole family story.
Yeah, it's fun. Yeah.
Yeah, so there's a bunch of shit that can be
done with it. And it could be awesome.
Right. But, it could be great.
I need to know who's right. I also heard Lord of the Rings. Lord of the Rings is getting a TV show too.
Oh, I don't want to.
I'm a huge Lord of the Rings fan, but I also kind of feel like they dropped the ball by making the Hobbit way too long, and you see it. You literally see it, like, and I know the background story, how the studio forced him to make it that long. So it's like, I don't know. I don't
Yeah,
trust them anymore, is what I'm saying, with my
honestly,
magical elves and hobbits
okay, honestly, I sat through
and
18 hours of Lord of the Rings shit. I don't need any more.
the
So the three
extended cut.
originals, no, the three originals, 3 hours a piece, and then the three Hobbit movies. I'm good. I don't need to see any more of any Lord of the Rings anything.
I love Lord of the Rings, so I don't mind. I do stop at the third Hobbit movie, and I also enjoy watching the extended cut of the first three Lord of the Rings. And you've seen that meme too, right? Where they turn it into like a talking dirty thing when you're like, "Ooh, you want to watch the extended cut of Lord of the Rings?" Yes, I do.
No. See, like I enjoy torturing myself with things. Like I saw the first three twice in theaters, and then after the third time, I was like, okay, I'm gonna go buy it and watch it on DVD. And I couldn't finish it. Like I literally fell asleep every single time watching it. I got all three of them on DVD, and
I have all
I
three of them
can't.
in the special edition book version with the extended cut. I have Elvish written across my wrist, bro.
That's fair. That's fair. That's fair. I got you. I give it to you. That's dedication right there.
I'm getting I always say his name wrong, so please don't attack me. Smaug, the Cumberbatch dragon. I'm getting
Smile.
him Smaug. I'm getting him tattooed on my thigh
Ooh,
when
fancy.
I lose my COVID weight.
Nice.
That is the level of Lord of the Rings that I'm at. But I totally get it. I totally get
Yeah. 18 hours of
it. It's like I
childhood.
can't go back and rewatch Game of Thrones. That one time was good enough for me. And
Yeah.
it's like it's kind of just like you. I watched that kid fall out of the window like four fucking times, because every time I went back to watch it, I would always fall asleep. And I would always fall asleep when you fall after he falls out the fucking window. So I gave up and I was like, I'm not watching this again. Because I wanted to rewatch everything before the last season,
Yeah.
and like speed through it. No.
Yeah.
So I get it.
Yeah. But it's interesting shit for watching the first couple times. But like after a while I was like, no, thank you. I'm good. I don't need it anymore.
You want to get me in the mood, put on Two Towers and bring over a six pack of Blue Point.
Yeah, exactly.
Meanwhile, you're like, nah, I'm good. I'm good. I rather watch the toilet flush.
Yeah, and hope
Oh,
that
man.
it and hope it spins the other way the next time.
Maybe not.
I'm somewhat excited, kind of excited, maybe a little bit excited. Maybe not.
It depends what the story is.
Yeah, and then I guess the final thing for this week, that wasn't really much, but the last thing that came out this week is something that's pretty fucking cool that I've enjoyed. I enjoyed the original, and we got news this week that Andy Garcia is signed pretty much to star and executive produce a Cuban American remake of Father of the Bride. That is gonna be fucking amazing.
Wow.
Spanish version of Father of the Bride. It's fucking
Wow.
great. It's fucking great.
Interesting. I want to see that as a Hispanic, seeing what exactly
Exactly.
happens when Hispanics get married, because no one in my family tree has gotten married since the fucking 70s.
Right,
So
I
that's
got
why
you.
you're I'm like, what? It's a
They
movie
actually get
about
married?
people. Yeah, it's a movie about domestic partnership.
I mean, they live together forever?
And we're just watching it as the family judges from afar?
Yeah, no, it's not like that.
Oh, it's an actual marriage. I don't know what they do. Yeah, so that's interesting.
Yeah. Some people actually do that.
I don't know any. You? What about you? You're Hispanic, right?
Yeah.
Who are the last people to get married?
We know one of the last people that I think that are Hispanic that got married.
Who?
Alex. Alex was one of the last people.
Well, he's not in my family tree.
Oh, yeah, that's fair.
No, but you're right. There's proof, though. There's a Hispanic that got married.
Yeah. Okay. I was once.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it happens.
Okay. Yeah, it's rare. It's rare. Is it just my... Did I just call out my family?
No.
I thought it was the Hispanic thing. Domestic partnership is like owned by.
No. It's not just a Hispanic thing. It happens.
Okay.
Yeah. But
that'd be fun. I would love to see what that looks like.
Dude, it's gonna be great. It's gonna be great because of course Andy Garcia is such a great fucking actor, dude. I've always loved Andy Garcia in anything that he's pretty much done. So like, seeing him that he's gonna actually do something of like that caliber because I fucking love Father of the Bride. That shit was fucking great back. So, like, to see them actually do a modern take pretty much on that story now, it's going to be fucking cool. Because, you know, you don't really see, well, in Hollywood, you don't see many, you know, I guess at this point, it would technically be an interracial relationship. Because I'm pretty sure.
No, because, like, yeah, they have My Big Greek Wedding and they have Rich something Asians, which is also. Yeah. So now Hispanics are getting married. Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
Latinos.
That's it. Yep.
No. What is the name of what we make during Christmas? Tamales? Mexican thing.
Pasteles.
Oh, pasteles. Yeah. My mom screaming it at me.
Yeah, she heard it. I heard her. High five for her.
Yeah. I'm a Puerto Rican Hispanic.
Yeah. Pasteles is the shit. I fucking love pasteles with some ketchup. Hell yeah.
Right.
and a little bit of hot sauce. Yeah. Seeing the Father Bride with, you know, a Spanish kick to it would be kind of fucking good. Excited.
I'm just interested. I just really want to see what that is. Like, you know, I know how the Greeks get married. I know how privileged white people get married. I know how rich Asians get married.
You know how my family gets married.
I have no idea how my kind gets married.
Yeah. It's like a quinceañera but bigger.
I never had one.
Okay. That's great.
I actually got an invitation to one of my cousins' quinceañera, recently, like this week, and I saw it, and I got a little jealous, and I was like, when the fuck we started doing this? This was not around when I was 16, and I asked about it. I was like, aren't I supposed to have like this big thing because I'm turning 16, right? Like I get the gown, and like, and they're like, oh no, that's like old school traditional. We'll just throw you a party. We don't do that. You're not missing out on anything.
It's not. We don't get like a bat mitzvah or nothing like that either.
Right. That's what it's supposed to be. Our Hispanic bat mitzvah.
Yeah.
And I never got one, but now my new, you know, fresh and new cousin just gets one.
You're like, why? You guys suck.
Right? It's okay. It's all right. I don't need that fucking ball gown.
I'll make my own.
Right? I got cosplay. Fuck that.
I'll be a superhero. What?
Oh my God.
Yeah. Fun times.
But I have some news
Yeah,
if
what
you're
you got?
wrapping up. Okay,
Yeah, I'm pretty
so
much
I
about you.
almost forgot until you said remaking it to be relevant to today. So, with me being the horror enthusiast and fanatic that I am, Misery is on that list of, horror movies. That is a horror movie. It's also being remade, and what really irked me was that they used that terminology or that angle that Misery is being remade for today, for today, in the now. And I'm like, you know how short that movie's gonna be? He's gonna crash his fucking car. His car is gonna say, "Do you need assistance?" He's gonna say, "Yes, I do." The GPS is gonna find out where the fuck he is, and the credits are gonna roll. So why are you telling me you're making a classic horror movie in today's,
But you have to remember.
story
You have to
arc?
remember. You have to remember there are areas that you don't get any signal. You don't get any signal in some places.
Find my apple.
Yeah, you ain't
You
gonna
can
find
find
shit if you can't get
my
any
apple
signal anywhere.
phone. Anyway, then why remake it and say you're making it for today? You're making it for the now. Okay, what do they have
If you
now that
really
they didn't
think
have
about
in
it,
that movie?
if you really think about it, they've already done that in Castle Rock.
Well, it's a prequel and it was really good, and there was only one discrepancy, but it's okay. I let it slide because it was that good and it was only one. So I'm not going to nitpick for something that was done really, really well, right? And I think that's
And
also
they're
what
tied in
really
a
irked
bunch of
me
other shit.
is that they did it. Yeah, exactly. It was wrapped in other shit. So that's also like, that was great. That's a great show. It really is. But that also what irked me. You already did good with the prequel. It slides really well into the original. Now you're remaking the original with today's aspect of living. That wouldn't happen today. It honestly really wouldn't if you want to be real, air quotes. Like, who's making this movie? Dr. Evil? Like, come on.
Unless go by, check this out. What if?
Okay. Wow
What
me, Steve. Wow me.
if? Okay. So this writer, right? He goes to a comic book convention, right? Comic book conventions usually have a bunch of parties and shit. He gets shit-faced drunk at a party one day with his fans. He passes out because, of course, they slip him some Molly or something. And then they take all his shit, and he can't go anywhere because he's locked in a room somewhere. How's that?
Okay, that's workable. That's workable. If I wanted to be an ass, though, I could counter that by saying, in today's society, a celebrity would not hang out with their fans because just a simple hug can ruin their career.
I guess if
I
you want to go,
said that's me.
if you
That's
want
me nitpicking.
to, yeah,
But
but
that's only because they asked for it. Their angle is, ooh, who wants to see Misery in a 2020 kind of scenario? Not me. Like that's your only pitch. And meanwhile, we had, Castle Rock.
they did
Now
another one.
that was great. Like, so anyway, that really frustrated me because that was the only angle. That was the only thing they were changing. They're gonna put fucking GPS and cell phones in it, instead of a typewriter, he's gonna have a laptop. Oh my God, creative genius, the sparks are flying. And then my last one is, those ducks that I love so much, the horror ducks that they have?
Remember.
You remember? There's a new one, and this one is scented.
Scented ducks.
That's what I said. I was like, what? And it's the Stay Puft Marshmallow Duck. And one smells like marshmallows. The other one that's burnt smells like toasted marshmallows.
Wow.
You
Wow.
Yeah, my mind like exploded. I was like, oh my God.
That's pretty hilarious. Do you actually have these? Do you have them?
I have one. Yeah,
Nice,
yeah. I have Spangler. I have Spangler Duck.
nice, nice.
And I want to get a David Duck from The Lost Boys. They have him now too.
Nice.
And
That's fucking hilarious.
now I'm thinking about getting the Stay Puft roasted duck because I want to know what that smells like. Not so much that he's like so cute and oh my God, I need to have him, but
You know what
you
it's gonna
saying
smell
that he's a sniff now? I could sniff ducks.
like? You know what it's gonna smell like? The fucking Chinese restaurant.
Gonna smell like plastic. That's
Yeah.
and I'm gonna send it back and be like, this does not smell like a toasted marshmallow. You
Yeah.
said scented.
Yeah. You said scented roasted duck. I don't smell roasted duck here.
Or marshmallow.
I don't smell Peking duck here. Get the fuck out of here. All right.
Was like just blown away by that. You know, like it's one thing, you know, you remember when I found out that we're doing horror versions of the ducks, I like lost my mind because I like ducks. You know, thank you, Disney, for Donald Duck and DuckTales to
Ooh.
make me obsessed with cute little ducks. But to go the extra step and now make them scented, that's crazy. Like,
Yeah, it is.
I'm curious to find out, you know, are they going to start putting cologne on the duck? You know, like you could buy a Johnny Depp duck and it smells like, you know, his cologne, you know, like
Yeah.
scratch and sniff. You're gonna have little kids and adults sniffing ducks.
Yeah, exactly. You're gonna have
That.
one of them that's gonna be, directly, aimed at, the 15-year-old with, the Axe body spray smell. Yeah.
Right, like a Justin Bieber duck is gonna smell
Right.
like
Yeah.
X body spray. Like like my imagination just soared.
It just goes wild.
And then saying scented ducks is like the funniest thing. Anyway, that is all I have for you guys today.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you so much. That wraps it up for this week. We've been ha we it's just it's it was fun. It was fun having you back on, friend. I
Thank
appreciate you.
you. Thank you.
So thanks you guys for listening. Go check out everything on innercitygeeks.net. What else we have? This show we have It's Poppin' with
Yeah, that's still there.
Yeah, that's still there. That's still there. We'll be working on something soon. Oh
Yeah,
yeah.
maybe the Snyder Cut
Yeah, maybe.
or Cobra Kai.
Or Cobra Kai, either one. It's really fucking good. Both of them are really good shit.
Yes.
We got that. We got Franny the Fangirl stuff on there. We also
Yes.
have Brighter J Presents, Comics with Amor, Manga Time, Anime World, the ICGPW Slamcast, Turntable, First Watch, so much fucking shit on there. The InnerCity Geeks webcomic, random shit that we post up there. Go check all that shit out. InnerCityGeeks.net. Go see all that shit there. Then on there, you could go to the bottom of the page and find a whole bunch of cool shit from Amazon. You go get some Amazon shit from there. Then you got
You could
some.
order the ducks from Amazon.
Yes, you get some scented, some roasted marshmallow duck.
Scented duck.
Yeah, scented roasted marshmallow ducks. Yeah. They aren't gonna be very tasty, but they're there. They're not meant to be edible, okay?
Just sniffed.
So you got that, you got Soul Sick Clothing Company, you got some pretty cool shirts, pretty cool hats and shit. And then you type in Inner City Geeks for 10% off of your entire purchase. Then you get some beardly shit if you want to go to bearded Beard Octane. So beardoctane.com, get some beard balms, butters, and all the shit that you need for your beard. Go check that shit out. Beard Octane, type in ICG 10 for 10% off. Then we have CBDMD, some cool CBD shit. And then we also recently acquired an affiliate shit from Sideshow Collectibles. Place that, sells some pretty awesome fucking sculptures and fucking awesome shit. So go check out Sideshow Collectibles. Click the link on their website and you can go check all that shit out. Some pretty cool fucking shit. Of course, some of it goes from like $30 to like $1,000. But it's shit that's it's fucking cool. So go check all that shit out. Then you can find the show on Facey Space, so faceyspace.com/InnerCityGeeks, on Instagram at InnerCityGeeks, Twitter InnerCityGeeks. You can actually listen to the show. I just skipped all that shit. You can listen to the show on SoundCloud, so SoundCloud InnerCityGeeks, on Stitcher, on Google Podcasts, and on motherfucking Spotify. There we go. Now we'll go back to the socials. Friday, we're going to find you, Friday.
You can find me on Instagram at Franny the underscore the fangirl. I don't even remember what my Instagram is. Nice. I've been so MIA from that's social media, but I'm there. I'm the only Franny the fangirl. I'm on YouTube. I posted a video about a month ago, Cobra Kai related, about the beer. Yeah. go check that out, Franny the fangirl. Uh-huh. And like you said, Steve, I'm also here on Inner City Geeks. So sweet.
Yes, thank you. Guys can find me on the Instagram and the Twitters at Mr. Jackal, MisterJackal. And that pretty much wraps it up for the week. So say good. Excuse me. Say goodbye, Franny.
Goodbye, Franny.
and later. Yes, thank you guys for listening. You guys have been awesome. I appreciate you guys all the times for listening and for sharing the show. Because, of course, you know, it's amazing. The show is pretty fun. It's always good. It's always good to you got it. You got it. There you go. There you go. it's a fun way for us to, you know, get our thoughts out and, you know, not just be crazy in our own little minds.
Yeah, my therapist suggested today to be social, so here I am. Yeah,
there you go. See, look at that. but yeah, thank you guys for listening, sharing everything. Share it with everybody. And before we go, I like to bring some music, like I always do. And this week, I actually listened to random shit on Spotify, always. And I bumped into a playlist from The Rock on Spotify. And I was like, let me check this out. And I was listening to it, and then one song popped out. And I was like, holy shit, I have to play this on the fucking show because it's fucking good. And it's fucking different.
The Rock, the wrestler, yes,
Dwayne Johnson.
You're turning into a duck, Steve.
Yeah. Quackity quacks. he has his own, you know, Spotify
playlist. That is so cool.
Yeah, it's if you look for it, it's if you're on Spotify, go for Dwayne Johnson's progressive workout. Or whatever the fuck it is.
I have William Zabka's workout playlist.
Yeah.
I'm not a stalker at all. I just kind of like came across it.
That's fair. It's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. But
I didn't know it was the only one though that had celebrity playlists. So yeah, I got like, oh my god, you too?
Yeah. So there's one song, well, there's a couple songs that you know, kind of caught my eye, and I was like, "Ooh, I gotta play those songs." But the biggest song that popped up to me is something that's actually very similar to a band that I played a few months ago, actually probably like a year ago or so, which was Alien Weaponry that I played a while ago, which was a band from New Zealand, and they were really fucking good. And I was like, "Oh, this is fucking great." So this band it follows the same type of sound, which is, of course, it's a metal band, but they're singing in Samoan.
Wow.
And it's fucking great. It's really fucking good. Of course, it's another metal band, but it's fucking cool. And I liked it, and I was like, oh, I must share it with everybody here.
That's so cool.
Yeah. So I'm the song I'm going to be playing is by the band. It's called Shepherd's Rain. rain, like raining and, you know, raining in the sleigh and shit like that. So Shepherd's Rain is called Lay Manu. It's a good song. It's a good shit. So like I always say, don't be a dick, but always fucking remember that the geeks shall inherit the earth.
You're going to go. 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 You're going to go.